Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachyomi as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas Abi Moria Rav Hillel ben Meir Chelmechel Zechorna Lebracha and the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker Zechorna Lebracha. We are in Sefer Shmuel Aleph and we are up to Perek Ches. And this is going to be a very interesting Perek because there's going to be a hint towards a transition in Sefer Shmuel. Vayihi, and it was Kasher Zakein Shmuel. Shmuel got old. According to tradition, he only lived to 52, but he aged prematurely, says the Gemara in Tainus. So when he got old, Vayasam Espanav Shoftim Yisrael, he appointed his children to be Shoftim. Vayishem Beno Abachor Yoel, Vashem Mishneu Aviyah. So he also had two kids, one named Yoel, and one who was Aviyah. Vayu Shoftim Beber Sheva. They were shoftim. They didn't do what he did. Now, Chazal tell us in the Gemara and Shabbos that they didn't sin. They just didn't follow their father's footsteps. They were in Be'er Sheva. Their father would turn around and he would and he would travel from place to place. They didn't want to do so. They wanted to make sure that the people that worked for them, the shoftim and the sofrim who were involved with the litigants, that they would be their friends, that they would be able to go ahead and get jobs. So they took bribes and they perverted justice. So the people got a little annoyed. They went to Shmuel. You got old. Your children don't follow your path. Even if they're not as bad as Chafni and Pinchas with Eli, you should just remember Eli had given a conditional curse to Shmuel, and here we see that it's being followed. Now, we want you to give us a king to judge us like all the goyim. So Shmuel got very, very upset with the people. Kasher Amru Tana Lanu Melech LeShofteinu. When the people didn't say Sima, they said Tana, right? Vayispalel Shmuel al Hashem Yidam into Hashem. Now, the difference and why it is that a king, which is a mitzvah, appointing a king and anointing a king is a mitzvah in the Torah. Why Shmuel gets so upset? At least from one perspective, that of Rabbi Yeshua Leib Kuttner, that will be the subject of today's Nachyomi, a deeper look. Whichever way it is, Shmuel gets very, very angry. He turns to Hashem. You should speak to the people and listen to what they're saying. You should just know they're not angry at you. They're angry at me. You have nothing to understand and to be upset. You're seeking guidance. Don't worry. Just know, they did this to me, now they're doing it to you, despite the fact that you're with them, and you got the highest degree of prosperity and peace. They're just upset with you. They want a king, which is completely unnecessary, says the Radak. They just think that it's time for a change. And it doesn't work. It's better you should listen to their voice. They didn't reject you, says Mitzudas David. Right? You should just tell them. You should just understand and tell them what's going to happen with the king. So Shmuel went ahead and he told them, listen, this is what's going to happen. And he said, this is what the deal is going to be with the king, right? And you know what's going to happen? He's going to take your sons. He's going to have the king's sons. He's going to take your sons and create an army. No one will be able to resist him. They will run in front of his chariots to just have footmen to run there. And he's going to compel those suited to be officers to become officers, and he can take workers, but he has to pay them for their work, says the Radak, but to do his work in his royal fields. And of course, when he's doing it there, when your children are doing work in the royal fields, you know where they're not? In your fields, right? And there's, and he's going to turn them into blacksmiths and carpenters and craftsmen, says Rashi. And that's only the sons. He's going to take your daughters and make them his perfumers, his cooks, his bakers. And they'll work for his wives and the concubines, right? And they're going to prepare perfumes for the cosmetics. And they're going to prepare the cooks. And they're going to have to do wood. They're going to be forced to do work. Right? And tabachot is usually understood to be butchers, but it certainly wouldn't be an issue of slaughtering, because we paskin that the minhag is that women were allowed to be shochtot, but the practice is not to allow them. The minhag is that the women don't do butchering work. He can also use eminent domain to take the best stuff and give them to whoever he wants, the best fields. And it will tax you for your crops and your vineyards. He's going to take your people, your slaves, everything he wants, and he's going to take it for himself. He's going to take your sheep, and you're going to be slaves to him, paying tribute, and that's the way it is. You'll call out to him, but you'll realize that you will have brought the own trouble on yourself. Hashem won't answer you on that day. So the people said, forget about it, we don't want to hear it. Right? We're going to have a king, and that's going to be the way it is. And we'll be like all the nations, and our king will judge us and judge our wars. So Shmuel said, listen, I'm going to bring the message back to Hashem. You should listen, and you should appoint them a king. He told the people, why don't you guys all go back home? We'll figure something out. And that is the way he set things up. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem will continue tomorrow. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.